Yeah, we're holding Daf Ches Amud Beis. Just the end of last Gemara again. Yes, last Gemara again was in your chaloim, in your dream, if you dreamt that you became a nidui and somebody was mati you. And it came out that the Gemara says, no, it doesn't help. That immediately you dream, it could be that the person that put you into nidui, he was a shliach from Hashem. But when the second person, when the same person at the end took off the nidu, was mati the nidu, could be that was tam dvorim b'teilim. So therefore, you still have to be knowing like a nidui, that you have to have 10 people to be mati you. Now the Ram speaks out as Mistabr Tzorachin, he says, if a person was put into nidu in the middle of his dream, does he have to be knowing b'chol dina and menudu or not? Then he also wants to say around that for now, Gemara, you can't bring a proof. What's going to be if somebody makes a neder in the middle of a dream? Let's say he makes a neder. It could be that doesn't help. And Lamaisi, you have to speak it out bedibur. And when you're sleeping, it's not called bedibur. The last Gemara was just if you dreamt that somebody put you into nidui, then we have to be afraid maybe it was a shliach of Hashem to put you into nidui. But if you yourself made a neder in the middle of your dream, the Ran himself holds as mistarf, it means nothing. But it brings down that the Rashba and the Tshuva says, Shemaisa Bolofon of Etzricho Heter. The Rashba had a case that somebody had in his dream. He made a neder, and when the person told it over to the Rashba told him that the person should have a Torah Nedar. Now Gemara says later, Ravina Hevi Lo Nidril Advesuva. Ravina had a neder that his wife made a neder, and the time was Nedarim that was not Benola Beno, that the husband does not have a right to be made for it. So the kid says, his wife was supposed to go to a chacham to be matter her neder. And Ravina wanted to try and get the neder off. Is Osla came with Ravashi. So Ravina came in front of Ravashi. Omula, he asked Ravashi like this. Baal, a husband, mal sheyasa shliach lecharota tishtoi. In other words, could he, Ravina, go to a chacham to be matter his wife's neder? His wife made a neder that he can't be made for. So you need a chacham to be matter it. So when you go to be matter the neder, you have to have a charota. You have to say that you feel bad that you made the neder. So the question is, could the husband be a shliach for his wife to go to the chacham to be matter her neder to say over the charota that he feels bad? So Amalei, so Rav Ashi answered back like this: If you have the three people there together, a bezdin together, so then you're allowed to go to them and be a shliach for your wife to be matter her neder. But Eloi. But if you don't have the three people together, but you're going to have to go around to try and find the people, then no. And the Ran explains that we're afraid that the husband, that maybe is going to try and find the charota for his wife's neder, because he can't take it, and maybe really won't be true, really she herself doesn't feel so bad about it. So therefore, if he's going to have to do two things, he's going to have to go look around for three people to find the bezdin, and the neder bothers him, then we're afraid that he may lie a little bit. And he'll say, Charot, that's really not true. So therefore, only if he finds the Bezdin ready, then he's allowed to go and like Bimat the Neder to tell over the Charota that he feels, that his wife feels the bad that she made the Neder. She would have never really wanted to make it. And therefore, the Chacham could be Matar the Neder, his wife's Neder. So Mora says, Shema Minat Lasm. Here we learn out three halachas. Shema Minat, we hear from over here that Baal Nasa Shliach Lecharotas Ishtoi. Yes. That a husband could be a shliach for his wife, even though Ishtosh Kagufoi, he could be a shliach for his wife, and therefore he's allowed to be mata like his wife's neder. And Ushma Mino, Loishori Lemishra Nidra, Biyasko the Rabbi. In the place of your Rebbe, you're not supposed to be mata the neder there. Because really, Ravina, like, he could have been mata the neder himself. How come Ravina went to Ravashi altogether? Elamai, because Ravashi was his Rebbe. So Biasra, in the place of your Rebbe, you're not supposed to be Mater a Neder. That's why Ibadavka went to his Rebbe Ravashi. Ushmamina, another thing. Yeah, that's what Iran also says. Loyoil was in a Niraklaima. Yeah. He says, Imua Kane, Ravina Atzmo, he Mater Nidra Ishtoi. Like how come Ravina himself wasn't Mater his wife's Neder? Elamite has to be that, but Mokam Rabbi, you're not supposed to do it. So Iran then asked the question, Yim Taima, Vechim Otsiyavarach, how could he do this? Vietnam, we learned in Masechta Negoyim that Kol HaNegoyim Odem Roya Chutz Meniga Atzmoy. A person doesn't see anything wrong. What's with himself? So you can't be Mater your own Nega. So the same Shvar should apply with your own Neder also. You should not be able to be Mater. And there it says Ramei Yoyim Ma'aflo Niga Kerevov. Even the Negoyim of Yikorov, you can't be Mater. And also says they call an adorim or the mata chutz menigri atzmoi. You can't be mata your own neder. And Rabbi Yehuda Reim afla nigri ishtoi. Shebeno lebeino lebein acherim. And he says, Amuchim Yerushalmi loch Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like that. So it comes out a person is not allowed to be mata his own wife's neder. So how could the Gemara say here the reason why Ravina didn't do it himself was because it was the place of his Rebbe? It could be no. Stam, Ravina wasn't allowed to be matter his own wife's nadorim. He says, Yeshleima de'afidu wacha bi'ade achrini habimati shari. The Gemara there only means you can't do it by yourself. But to be part of a bezin, to have two other people, and you to be the third person, that would be alright. And here at Tzimashim, Ravina went to Ravashi, he didn't have his own bezin do it. That's the raya, that he was in the place of his Rebbe, Ravashi. And the Mokim is Rebbe, you're not supposed to do it yourself. That's why he went to his Rebbe, Ravashi, that he should be matted in leather. He should be part of the Bezdin. Vaitu Shema Mino, the third proof we have from here is, that Ki Mechanfin Shapidomi, that if they have the three people gathered together, if the Bezdin is ready, then you're allowed to be matted in Nidri Ishtoi. But if you don't have the three people ready, you're going to have to go after them to try and work to get a Bezdin. Then we're afraid that maybe you're not going to tell the truth. Like, since you had to do two things, you had to go and get a Bezdin together. And also it bothers you a lot the fact that your wife has this net there and you want to take it away. So we're afraid maybe you'll lie, you'll say a little bit of harata, that's not really true. So therefore, we're only matter it only if the Bezdin is easy to find. They're already there. But if they're not ready there, then you can't go around to collect them to be mata your wife's neder. Tama says v'shamto afilu biyasra the Rebbe v'yochid mumcha shori shamto. Mashenken a shamto. Somebody put you into nidui to be mata a neder. There you're allowed to be mata the nidui. Take off the nidui, even in the place that your Rebbe lives. And know what then a yachid mumcha could also be shari shamti. That a yachid, even one person by himself could do it. You don't without could need three people. One person by himself could also do it. So Rat says this is not from the Maisa before. This is Tam saying halacha. And he says that the yachid mumcha is lav davka the need. Smicha, Sam has to be a chacha muvak or baki vilchas nadorim. A person that knows clear that loch hilchas nadorim, that's enough. He by himself could be matir shamti. Somebody puts somebody into nidui, he has a right to take it off. Again, this nidui, like we learned yesterday, was it's a klola. Somebody gives you a curse, puts you into nidui, that you have to be excommunicated until they take off the nidui. Omer Rabbi Shimon bar Zvid, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavla, Omer Rabbi Chiya Aricha, Devei Rabbi Chiya, name of by Rabbi Chiya's house, that Omer Rabbi Zera said over the name of Rabbi Zera, and Omer Rabbi Loza, that Omer Rabbi Chanina. Omer Rabbi Meshia Mishmed Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. My dechsev, what's shown the posset that says, V'zorcho lochem Yirei Shmei, that the sun should shine for the people that have Yiras Hashem. Means Elo B'nei Odom Shein Yireyim Lohitzi Shem Shemaim Levatolo. These are the people that are mamish afraid to speak out Hashem's name Levatolo. They don't want to be Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatolo. So these people are called Zorch Lachem, which is signed for them, the sun. Then the pasuk ends off, Shemesh Tzedoka Omarpe, that the sun that shines and it heals you, is Omer Abaya, Shema Amina, from here we hear, that Charga Diyuma Masai, the day the sun shines, that heals you. The sun shines, Mekitza heals you. Charga the Ran says, that's like the dust, that comes through the window when the sun is shining. That dust heals you. So Ran says, Hadein chigro di yoyme masya. Avak, the dust. Haniro b'chama, that you see in the sun. Kishi nechneses derech aloin. Like when the sun rays come through your window, you usually see dust. Kori chirgo. That dust is called a chirgo. So here the pasuk is saying, that shemesh tzedaka marpe, that the sunshine heals you. So here also, the sunshine that comes through will heal you. That's Shan this pasuk. Tomorrow now says, we'll plead with Rav Shimon ben Lakish. They argue on Rav Shimon ben Lakish. The Yomer, Rav Shimon ben Lakish says like this, "En gehenim l'yerlam abo." That there's no gehenim l'yerlam abo. What does l'yerlam abo mean? So the Ran says, "Lav liyachem isakom." It doesn't mean after a person dies. The vada yika gehenim l'rishoyim. Or Rosha, when he dies, he goes to gehenim. Ela Gemara means here, Losid Lovay means La'achat Chiyas Amesim. after Mashiach, after Tchias HaMeisim will be here, Koma, Shoishim Rishoyim, Shiyul Lecherpas Lidroro and Oilom, those Rishoyim that will be around then also, Kedesib Deniyo, Loiyo Nidoinim Begehenim, and they, by Tchias HaMeisim, won't get Gehenim, Ela Bahai Dina, this will be their din, their punishment. Sha'akorosh Baruch Hu Yoytzi Chama Menatiko, HaKorosh Baruch Hu bring out a hot sun, Kedesh Yu'elu Mitztarin, V'Shayisrapu Bo Tzadikim, that the sun then will come out, and the tzaddikim, Sunsing Gemara says, will be healed from that sun, and the Rishoyim will be burnt up from that sun. That's how the Gemara says. O pligi the Rishoyim ben Lakish. The Yomar Rish Lakish says, Ein Gehenim le'olam abo. After Tchias HaMeisim, there's not going to be any Gehenim. Ela, what's going to be then? HaKadosh Baruch Hu moitzi chamim min atiko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take out the sun from its place, Natika, from its place where Hashem keeps it. And that hot sun will be Tzadikim Israpoyim bo. The tzadikim from the sunshine will get healed up. Or Rishoyim Nidoinim bo. But the Rishoyim don't get the punishment from that sun. And on this, the Rav Shlokesh dash in this passage that says, Shenemar, Vizorcho Lachem Yirei Shemei Shemesh. So according to Rav Shlokesh, the passage is not going on at tzadikim now to say that the Shemesh goes on Yirei Hashem, people that are afraid to be Moshe Shemesh Shem Levatolo. But the Rav is talking about Losed Lovoy by Yemosh Tchias HaMeisim. That by Tchias HaMeisim, the pasuk says, the sun will come out, and the tzaddikim will get healed up from that sun. For lo yoyd, not only that, and elo shemesadnim bo, they're going to have a tremendous amount of enjoyment from that sun. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'tzosem ufishtim kegle marbek, that they'll come out, and like pishtim, they'll grow out like kegle marbek, like an eagle comes out from his barn. Okay, so they'll have a lot of enjoyment from it. For Rishoyim, the Rishoyim then, Nidoinim bo, they'll get punishment from it. Shenema, the pasuk says, Hina yoim bo, boya kestaner, they'll be burning up like an oven. So Rish Lakish dashes this pasuk on Losed Lavoi. What will be then that the sun will come out, and the tzaddikim will have a refuah from it, and the Rishoyim will get burned from it. Yeah, Zot the Mishnah Baita. Let's say this goes again.